May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I think the story about Zacchaeus that Father Aaron just read is one of my favorite stories in Scripture because it has this beautiful example of the love of God manifested and the love of God encountered and the effect that the love of God has on a human being. We often, at least my experience has been for many years, is that we have too many times preachers who are sincere because they want the people who are under their care to experience the best they can experience in the Lord, just trying to maneuver and pressure and even sometimes making people feel guilty so that they'll respond to God. But the truth is that guilt is never a good motivation because guilt only lasts as long as you feel guilty. When you stop feeling guilty, you go back to where you were. But the love of God has an extraordinary permanent effect on a person's life. It scars you in a holy way. It marks your life in such a way that you carry that holy scar forever. It's true about Jesus. Jesus, as the Son of Man, was scarred and wounded, and the Scripture makes it very clear that throughout of eternity, he's like a lamb slain before the foundation of the world. When he met with them in the upper room after the resurrection, he still carried his scars. He said, place your finger in my hands and in my side. So Jesus carries the scars of his own love forever. And love does scar a person, and a scar is a permanent thing. And again, I don't mean the scar in a bad way. It just marks you, as opposed to trying to manipulate people or making people feel guilty. And in this story, Zacchaeus is a tax collector. Tax collectors were the most hated people in all of Israel because most of them were all Jews, but they weren't very loyal Jews. They sold out their own people for their own prosperity because they carried out and pressured and forced people to give Roman taxes. So they were in cahoots with the Romans. And so they weren't very liked among their own people. And it says in this story again, and he entered and was passing through Jericho. Behold, there was a man called by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax gatherer, and he was rich. Now most of the people in Israel were poor. And he was trying to see who Jesus was, and he was unable because of the crowd, for he was small in stature. So it's possible that the Holy Spirit put that in there on purpose, that not only was he hated because he was a compromiser and sold out his own people, but he probably had some self-image issues too. And he ran on ahead and climbed up a sycamore tree in order to see him. For he was about to pass through that way. When Jesus came to the place, he stopped and he looked up. Now understand, Jesus intentionally stopped and looked up. And he said to him, Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for today I must stay at your house. And he hurried and came down and received him gladly. Now, again, understand, nobody ever wanted to go to Zacchaeus' house and spend time with Zacchaeus unless they were trying to get something out of Zacchaeus or find favor in Zacchaeus because maybe they owed money they couldn't pay. But to intentionally want to go spend time with him? Zacchaeus didn't know much about Jesus, but he heard enough about Jesus that he climbed a tree to see him. Now, with all the brokenness that Zacchaeus was dealing with, the own shame and guilt, the rejection, social outcast, self-image issues, and yet here's this man who stops intentionally and makes it really clear to him, this important person who says to him, I want to come be with you. And when they saw it, they all began to grumble, saying, he has gone to be the guest of a man who is a sinner. Aren't you glad that Jesus likes to hang out with sinners? He's not afraid to spend time with sinners. He's drawn to sinful people like you and me. And Zacchaeus stopped and said to the Lord, behold, Lord, half of my possessions I will give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will give back four times as much. And Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house because he too is the son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. Jesus didn't require anything of Zacchaeus. He didn't ask him to do anything. All he did was express love for him and to let him know that he wanted to be with him. Nobody wanted to be with him, but Jesus wanted to be with him. And that expression of the incredible, relentless, amazing, unconditional love of Jesus caused Zacchaeus in response to do this act of extraordinary surrender. I'll give half of what I have to the poor, and if I've defrauded anyone, I'll make it up by four times. Zacchaeus' surrender and radical expression of devotion to Jesus was in response to the grace of God. It wasn't because Jesus tried to make him feel guilty. It's because for the first time in his life, he felt loved like he had never felt loved before. Everybody else complained about it. But Jesus knew that it's the kindness of God that draws a man to repentance. That's what Scripture says. Today, if you're here and you're in a place similar to Zacchaeus, where you have feel like an outcast, or you feel there's a lot of self-rejection going on in your life, you don't have a sense of much self-worth, or you don't feel very loved, you're having trouble loving yourself, maybe you've been rejected like Zacchaeus was rejected. Could be by your own fault. But let me just say, the fact that you're here and the fact that I'm giving this message, Jesus has stopped right in front of you. And he's looking up into your little tree and saying, I want to be with you. Right now, you're the most important person in the world to me. And I love you just where you are. That's what's happening today. If you'll catch a vision of that, I don't have to worry about trying to manipulate you to surrender. You're going to fall all over yourself wanting to give everything you can to him, to anyone who would love you like that, who would be that concerned about you, who wants to be with you when you don't even want to be with yourself. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.